Pull up that easy chair and sit right down
for the best music in your town.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
We have a very special guest visiting us today. A fella who travels all over the country. Lefty Frizzell. How about it?
If you got the money, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonking and we'll
I love the girl. In Saginaw, Michigan. The daughter of a wealthy man.
I love you, I'll prove it a thousand ways.
Good morning, friends and listeners of the Way Back with Johnny show. This here is your old host with most country west music, Johnny Woodlock. For the next hours, I'd like to invite y'all into a 3-hour celebration to the life and the career of none other than Lefty Frizzell, one of the greatest influences in country music's golden era of country. With that, sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip down memory lane into the golden era of country. Here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
And on page 25, it said on New York was alive, really swinging.
Can hear the rooster crow. Oh, please give me one more.
A bus to Kentucky and home once again.
Good morning, friends and listeners of Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. Coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. Also heard over historic CFRC 119 FM in the limestone city of Kingston, Ontario. As well as being heard over www.oshawarocks.com in the Durham County. And today I would like to remember the legendary honky-tonk stardust cowboy, Lefty Frizzell. Because Tuesday he would have celebrated his 98th birthday, born William Orville Frizzell, Navarro County, Texas, born March 31st, 1928, and going on to become a huge pioneer in country music. Today I would like to remember him along with a lot of great songs that he recorded over the years, especially ones like She's Gone, 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 If You've Got the Money, and so many more. With that, let's open up today's program with none other than Lefty's brother, David Frizzell, and a tribute song called Lefty's Star Will Always Shine. We'll then follow with Lefty himself and a classic called She's Gone, Gone, Gone. With that, good morning, friends, and happy listening here on this great channel.
Well, over and over, people are asking what influence the Lefty have on me. Well, I've answered, but I'll answer again. Just about everything that I sing. And if I've told you, I told you over and over, he was one of a kind, a legend in his time. And I believe that Lefty's star will always shine a little brighter than mine. Well, it makes me feel good. People compare it for more and mine. And I know I'll be with him again in another place and time. And ain't it just like him to be right there to save me a place in life. And I believe Lefty's star will always shine a little brighter than mine. Well, time and time again, I listen and I just listen to I love you a thousand ways. And I never sang anything but Mom and Dad waltz until I learned always late with your kisses. And I tried, yeah, I tried time and time again. I trained and strained to make my voice curl and slur the words in every line. And I believe that a left star will always shine a little brighter than mine. Well, it makes me feel good when people compare his voice and mine. And I know I'll be with him again in another place and time. And ain't it just like him to be right there to save me a place in life? Yes, I believe lefty star will always shine a little brighter than mine. Yes, I believe lefty star will always shine a little brighter than mine.
We have a very special guest visiting us today, a fellow who travels all over the country, making personal appearances, and he's no stranger to our show. He's been here before. So let's get together and make him welcome. Lefty Frizzell. How about it? Lefty.
Hello, hello. Well, it's a... She said if I ever deceived her, she'd be gone before I could count ten. I guess that I didn't believe her, 'cause look at the trouble I'm in.
She's gone, 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 crying won't bring her back. The more that I cry, the faster that train flies farther on down the track.
I've lost every right to be happy when I lost the hill when I found. She warned me she'd leave and she left me before my first tear hit the ground.
She's gone, 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 crying won't bring her back. The more that I cry, the faster that train flies farther on down the track.
If I only knew where to find her, I'd crawl her on my hands and knees. Each tick of the clock's a reminder she's 1 second farther from me.
She's gone, 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 crying won't bring her back. The more that I cry, the faster that train flies farther on down the track.
But yes, friends, following those opening songs, we are once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. With that mentioned, let's begin the program as we usually do with sending out some special dedications. First, I have a song going out to my beloved Mama Dawn today. It'll be a song by a man who was very heavily influenced by Lefty Frizzell. That, of course, is the great Haggard, Merle Haggard, and a classic called The Roots of My Raising. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my stepdad, Big Daddy Al, as he is known to many out there today. And it's going to be a song by Lefty Frizzell himself and called Cigarettes and Coffee Blues. And then we'll wrap up with a song going out to a special lady who I know and have been enjoying the company of lately. And that, of course, is a song by Wynn Stewart, and it's A Beautiful World. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in.
I I left the four-lane highway, took a blacktop 7 miles. Down by the old country school I went to as a child. 2 miles down a gravel road I could see the proud old home. A tribute to a wed life that's almost come and gone. The roots of my raisin run deep. I've come back for the strength that I need. And hope comes no matter how far down I sink. The roots of my raisin run deep. I pulled into the driveway. Oh, it sure was good to be there. And I could see through the open door that Dad was asleep in his favorite chair. In his hand was a picture of Mom, and I remembered how close they were. So I just turned away. I didn't want to wake him and spoil his dreams of her. A Christian mom who had the strength for life the way she did. Then to pull that apron off and do the Charleston for us kids. Dad, a quiet man whose gentle voice was seldom heard. Who could borrow money at the bank simply on his word. The roots of my raisin run deep. I've come back for the strength that I need. And hope comes no matter how far down I sink. The roots of my raisin run deep. The roots of my raisin run deep.
I guess I'll take a walk tonight. I know that I can't sleep. And I won't go to bed at all. I just lay there and wait. Instead, I'll make our favorite spot. That's what I think I'll do. I got those smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee blue. Smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee all night long. Wondering how a love so right could suddenly go wrong. I'd take the next bus out of town, but I gotta be near you. I got those smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee blue. Sitting at the table where I call my baby's name. Wondering where our love went wrong. Wondering who's to blame. Listening while the jukebox play the songs that make me blue. Another cup of coffee and a cigarette or two. Smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee all night long. Wondering how a love so right could suddenly go wrong. There's a lot of other people know the misery I go through. I got those smoking cigarettes rats and drinking coffee blue.
It's such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine.
Look at the sunshine.
And every day's the same since I met you. It's such a pretty world today. Knowing that you're mine.
Knowing that you're mine.
And happiness is being close to you. And though the rain may fall, my skies will all be blue. If I look close enough, the sun will come shining through. It's such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine.
Look at the sunshine.
Day and every day since I met you. It's such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine. And every day's the same since I met you. It's such a pretty world today. Knowing that you're mine.
Knowing that you're mine.
And happiness is being close to you. And though the rain may fall, my skies will all be blue. If I look close enough, the sun will come shining through. It's such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine.
Look at the sunshine.
Today and every day since I met you.
Eight wheeler rolling down the track means your true loving daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Rogers Snow, son of country legend Hank Snow. By the way, you're listening to Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock.
He stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on.
And well, yes, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to the Ottawa Valley and the mighty Ottawa Valley legends. With that, first of all, let's put on a song for my dear friends and family up there in Eganville, Ontario, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret. For them today, it'll be Ward Allen and his all-time fiddle classic for this time of year called Maple Sugar. We'll then follow with a song going out to Vic and Linda May Garbutt of Iron Prior, Ontario. And it's going to be an all-time classic by the storyteller Wayne Rostad and Shubenacadie Tinsmith Man. And then we'll wrap up with my good buddy out of the Ottawa Valley Hall of Fame there, but also Brockville, Tom Wilson, and an all-time classic version of Lights of Denver. With that, I'll say good day to all the Valley listeners.
Thank you. Murray is a quiet man. All of his life he's been using his hands, tinkering in tin, making things like his daddy did. A hardware store and tin shop home is the only life Harry's ever known. But it keeps him alive and keeps him going strong. Schubert, Agate, Tinsmith, man, he's a genuine old-time artisan, working in his tin shop and using his hands like his daddy did. Everything stays pretty much the same. The truth is, things rarely change in the world of the Schubert, Agate, Tinsmith, man. He was born upstairs in the smallest room, tinkered in tin until World War II, when he volunteered to fly an aeroplane. When Harry came home in 44, opportunity was knocking on every door, but his roots ran deep, so Harry headed home. Schubert, Agate, Tinsmith, man, he's a genuine old-time artisan, working in his tin shop and using his hands just like his daddy did. Everything stays pretty much the same. The truth is, things rarely change in the world of the Schubert, Agate, Tinsmith, man. That same old town, he's got a girl named Pearl. Someday he might marry her. They'll probably live in his tin shop home. It's the only life Harry's ever known, but it'll keep them alive and keep them going strong. Schubert, Agate, Tinsmith, man, a genuine old-time artisan, working in a tin shop and using his hands like his daddy did. Everything stays pretty much the same. The truth is, things rarely change in the world of the Schubert, Agate, Tinsmith, man. The Tinsmith Man.
Nights like this I get to wondering, watching that old headlight shine. I've been down, seems like half a million times. And it's no use me pretending that the feeling isn't there when I see the lights of Denver. I'll be wondering if she's there. When I see the lights of Denver through the Rocky Mountain line, I'll remember times and places and a lady who was mine. When I see the lights of Denver, I'll have no control at all. In a truck stop on the highway, I'll be trying not to call. Thank you. southeast side of Dallas. There's a house with picket fence. I'd be home tomorrow morning if I had a lick of sense. My woman softly sleeping, not a care on her mind, while I'm in Denver, Colorado, trying not to cross that line.
When I see the lights of Denver through the Rocky Mountain line,
I'll remember times and places and a lady who was mine.
When I see the lights of Denver, I'll have no control at all.
In a truck stop on the highway, I'll be trying not to call. In a truck stop on the highway, I'll be trying not to call. I was born beside that river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River.
Now, friends, I'd like to invite y'all to turn up your volume on your radio stations here as we celebrate the legendary Lefty Verzell with an interview I got to do way back in 2017 with his brother, David Verzell, about him and his career. With that mentioned, this is going to be about a 10-minute first half of a two-part interview, and it will be with David Verzell from 2017, as mentioned. Following this, we will hear an all-time classic that David tells the history about hearing Lefty record it back in the day. And it's called Long Black Veil. With that, we'll be back following this with the Way Back Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past. Welcome in, friends. Now here's my good friend, David Verzell, once again.
I was born William Orville Verzell in 1928.
Right, yeah.
How did he get his Lefty name?
Well, I tell you what, it was actually when he was about 10, 11 years old, him and his other two brothers, which was Bill, his younger brother, and younger than that, the three boys, and there was nine of us kids, but Lefty, Bill, and Lefty were the first three.
Okay.
And Lefty, we called him Sonny.
Sonny,
that's his nickname to the family.
Okay.
And that's what we called him. And at about 9 or 10, about 10, 11 years old, somewhere in there, they were coming from the grocery store, and coming to school and going by the grocery store, coming home, and some boys jumped them. And the first thing they did was Lefty hit him with a left hook. And the kid went down, and he was hollering at the other kids, "He's a lefty, he's a lefty." And that name kind of stuck from then on.
Sure, sure. And Lefty's first big hit came in on his first single in 1950,
actually.
Oh, 50,
and,
okay.
And the first two number one songs was in the latter part of 1950 on Columbia Records.
Okay.
And so if you got the money, I've got the time. And then before the end of that year, I Love You a Thousand Ways came out. So they were actually on a 78 record that they were doing at the time. They were on A and B side.
Okay, and so, they both went number one.
Lefty did that for a while, in all those first couple, two or three years there. Every song he'd come out would be, in those days they were putting out the big 78s, as I said. And
yes.
Then by 51 they started coming out with the little 45s. And then they would put one song, one side, A side and B side, the same that they did with the 78. And each song would be number one, and then it would trade. The B-side would be number one, and so forth.
Sure.
And he did that for quite a while, and the only one I know that did that type of thing that much was Merle Haggard that did it when he came out.
Okay, sure. And he was influenced by Lefty a lot.
Absolutely, as much as I was.
Yes.
Absolutely, just as much.
And you go ahead.
I was going to say, it's the biggest two Lefty Brazil fans in the world have to be more than me.
Okay, sure. Yeah. And you got your start in with Lefty during the 50s there.
I did. Actually, when I was in high school, Lefty would come by sometime on the weekends and pick me up and take me with him for wherever he was going, and I'd help him drive wherever he was going, and he'd get me up there doing a song or two during his show. But in 1956, I actually left home and went to his home, which was in Northridge, California.
Okay.
And I went to his place, and I actually stayed with him and started going and working with him, started opening each one of his shows, helping him drive to the shows, and making sure that everything that business-wise was taken care of, like, you know, collecting the money, and that's been taken care of until we could get back home and get it in the bank. And when I was 16 at that time.
Okay.
And I worked with Lefty up until 1960. And that's when I went in the Air Force. So they were getting ready to draft me in the Army, and I didn't want to go in the Army for whatever reason. I can't remember now, but at that time it seemed like a very important thing.
Okay.
And me and a couple of my schoolmate guys, friends, we joined the Air Force.
Sure, sure.
And then I was in there for the next 4 years. But you know what? Every time Lefty would come close to where I was at, I'd go with him, and I'd still open the shows for him during those times when I was in the Air Force.
And what do you remember about those times?
Oh, my goodness gracious, they're amazing.
Uh-huh.
You know, everything that he was involved with was just so much more exciting than everything that I was involved with.
Uh-huh, I can imagine.
You understand? Yeah, I'm sure you understand that.
Yes.
So I'd go, when he'd come anywhere close or I'd get away, whatever, I'd go with him, and it was always just a tremendous to be just out there with him. And then in 19, let's see, but then when I got out of the service in 64, I actually came down, I was in Northern California when I got out of the service, and then I went to work with Buck Owens out of Bakersfield.
Yes.
I was a part of his, they called him the stables. I was a part of Buck Owens' stable at that time. Several other of us was in there too, and so we would tour with Buck Owens, and then we would, his company would book different shows for us around the country, and, you know, solo shows and so forth. And then we'd work with Buck himself doing some of his touring.
Sure, sure.
But then I'd still go out, and once in a while, I think it was the last time I worked with Lefty was, I think, 1973.
Okay, okay. And 2 years before his passing.
Yeah, that was. It was a big show. Jack McFadden, who was Buck Owens' manager, and also took care of OMAC, which was the booking agency.
Okay.
Booked a tour for me and Lefty, and we took Brother Allen with us.
Okay.
And it was our Brother Allen's first major tour. And we went up through the state of Washington, Tacoma, Seattle, all up and through the Washington State area. And we did 2 weeks of shows, and Lefty drove, they drove him up in the bus from Nashville, and I came up from Bakersfield. We met up there, and we did 2 weeks of shows. And so that was about the last show that I did with him. It was in 73 is what I'm thinking. It might have been 72, but I'm thinking 73.
Okay.
And then after that, I got on Columbia Records. I got on Capitol Records. I got on Columbia Records with Lefty in 1959.
Sure, sure. Okay.
And I was with him when he recorded a song called "A Long Black Veil."
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's when he got that song recorded. While he was recording that song, they invited Don Law, who was Lefty's producer on Columbia Records, signed me to Columbia Records at that time.
So
my session came along a little bit later. My first session with Columbia, but at that time, they invited me to be on Columbia Records in 1930. I was 18 years old.
Okay. Sure.
And Lefty got the song "Long Black Veil." So I was actually in the studio with him when he recorded that incredible song.
Yes. So what was that like?
Well, it was really That was my first real major session that I had been to with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was even more exciting because then I had got a Columbia record deal. So everything was exciting. And everything that I was doing was just as exciting as everything he was doing for a change.
Yes, yes.
And so I was with him in the studio when he cut that. And when I first heard the song, I thought, this is about the saddest song I think I've ever heard.
Yes, yes.
and the time I was with him during those three or four days was in town, in Nashville, from California. We go from California.
Okay.
I thought, at first time in the studio, big time studio with major musicians, you know, major hit making engineers and studio and hit makers. And that first, and the Jordan Ears and the people like that I was around, couldn't believe it really.
It was surreal, sort of.
It was really surreal. You're exactly right. It was surreal.
Uh-huh.
And to be in there, a part of that, was just amazing. And then I heard one of the darndest things that I can remember is to hear anybody that just got a song. It just got a song. It just heard it, you know, a few times.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I only remember him listening to it once. I'm sure he heard it more than that.
Yes.
He got it when we came in the Nashville, and 2 days later we recorded it.
Wow.
Recorded
it. They just don't do things like that anymore.
I just don't recall, you know, how many times he must have heard that song, but yes. I know he heard it once.
Exactly.
But anyway, I'm in that studio with him here in Nashville, and Don Law is one of the greatest people in country music. And here's all these incredible, absolutely knocked out, hit-making musicians in that room. And I'm standing back kind of out of the way, but I still wanted to hear, so I didn't leave the building. I was right there. And I heard this man, Lefty, sing that song. He took that song and made it his. Does that make sense? He took that song and it became his song.
Exactly.
I never heard anybody do anything that important all at one time and right when he needed to do it.
Exactly.
He did it.
Yes.
No, I said, I've been amazed with that
yes.
my whole life.
Exactly.
I've never gotten over that.
On a cold, dark night, there was someone killed 'neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The scaffold's high and eternity near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave
when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me.
Come to life with music from my favorite bluegrass show. Now look at me, baby, I'm all the way gone.
Can you hear the lonesome dove?
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here's your old host with the most. I'd like to tell you all about the 2026 Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. Coming up the summer of 2026, happening from June 17th to the 20th, where you can see some of the greatest bluegrass legends of today, such as Jackson Hollow, High River, and of course, our headliner, Junior Sisk. A full weekend pass only costs $120 in advance. That's until June 1st of 2026. However, there will also be day passes available at the gate. So get yours today by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or by contacting Barb at 613-543-3114. See y'all there, friends.
Where we vow to love each other.
Heavenly angel, I'm where I belong, right here in your arms.
How about you? I'm hooked on bluegrass music. It's the only drug I use.
Well, yes, friends, once again, following that interview with our good friend David Verzell from 2017, we are once again back here, and it's that time in the program to turn back the years to the golden era of Canadian country music. With that mentioned, let's pay tribute to the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past Weekend, but first, we must open the Vinyl Vault door. Now that the Vinyl Vault door is wide open, let's pay tribute to a song that was recorded by Ron McLeod in 1970s era. And it is a song called Mama's Waiting. This one goes out to my beloved Mama Dawn today. And it's going to be an all-time classic taken from the original Okefenokee album by Ron McLeod. With that, we'll be back following this. Send us into the second hour.
As I drive towards home, I picture Mama waiting. She'll be glad to see her big time boy come home. She gets little in return for all she's given, and I'm all she's got to love since Daddy's gone. Now I'm 40 miles away and I'm just wondering why I ever told her I was doing well. When I first went wrong, I should have turned to Mama. But it's hard to get back up once you have fell. It's the last time I'll see flowers in the morning. It's the last time I'll hear robins in the spring. It's the son who's all she ever hoped he'd be. Now she'll say her final prayer and go meet Daddy. And I'm glad she's only seen one side of me. Today makes 13 years
federal prison. And tonight I walk my last few steps alone. But I can't help thinking somewhere Mama's waiting, once again to see her big time boy come home. It's the last time I'll see flowers in the morning. It's the last time I'll hear robins in the spring. It's the last time I'll feel mama's arms around me. It's the last chance here on earth I'll have to say. It's the last time I'll see flowers in the morning. It's the last time I'll hear robins in the spring.
Now, friends, following that classic Canadian icon of country music, Ron McLeod, we are once again back here, and it's that time in the program to pay tribute as we send us into the second hour with some great gospel favorites. First of all, we're going to pay tribute to the all-time honky-tonk angel herself, Patsy Cline, and Life's Mountain Railway. We'll then follow with a song associated with Easter, which is coming up next weekend, and we will have a three-hour celebration to Easter next weekend, but it's going to be Cowboy Copas once again and his all-time classic called Purple Robe. And then we'll wrap up and send us into the very top of the second hour with none other than Lefty Frizzell once again in an all-time classic called These Hands. With that, I hope y'all stick around for another 2 hours of great country classics. Welcome in, friends, to the Way Back with Johnny Show.
Life is life a mountain railroad with an that's brave. We must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the curve, the fills and never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eyes upon the rail. Good.
story so unkind in the holy book we find. And it tells how Jesus stood alone one day, all accused and there condemned, yet they found no fault in him. The man who wore the scarlet purple robe my Savior wore, oh, the shame for me he bore, as he stood alone forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of bloodstained red. His raiment was a scarlet purple robe. In the common judgment hall, he was mocked and scorned by all, and the tears of sorrow fell upon his cheek. Soldiers of the wicked band smote him with their evil hand. The man who wore the scarlet purple robe my Savior wore, oh, the shame for me he bore, as he stood alone forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of bloodstained red. His raiment was a scarlet purple robe. Words of truth that day was claimed from the lips of Pilate King. In this man I find no reason he should die. But the multitude then cried, let him now be crucified. The man who wore the scarlet purple robe my Savior wore, oh, the shame for me he bore, as he stood alone forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of bloodstained red. His raiment was a scarlet purple robe.
These hands ain't the hands of a gentleman. These hands are calloused and old. These hands raised a family. These hands raised a home. Now these hands raised to praise the Lord. These hands won the heart of my loved one, and with hers they were never alone. If these hands filled their task, then what more could one ask? For these fingers have worked to the bone. Now don't try to judge me by what you'd like to be, for my life ain't been much success. While some people have power, but still they grieve, while these hands brought me happiness. Now I'm tired and I'm old, and I ain't got much gold. Maybe things ain't been all that I planned. God above, hear my plea, when it's time to judge me. Take a look at these hard-working hands. Now I'm tired and I'm old, and I ain't got much gold. Maybe things ain't been all that I planned. God above, hear my plea when it's time to judge me. Take a look at these hard working hands.
Smoky Mountain memories about my home in Tennessee.
Hello, friends. This is Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers. You're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock, here on the way back. Hey, we appreciate it.
May God bless each one of you.
Misty-eyed, they cling to me, my Smoky Mountain memories.